Today on Hardwired.
Faith is not static. Faith either grows or weakens. Faith is exactly like a muscle. If you work out, your muscles are going to get stronger, bigger, right? Here's the deal. Faith grows, but listen to me, church, or it weakens.
Welcome to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. If you're looking for some words of hope, encouragement, solid biblical truth, and maybe even a laugh or two, well, that's exactly what Pastor Jeff wants to share with you today. We know life can get pretty busy and complicated at times, so we're truly grateful you've chosen to take a break and listen to the program. Now, if you're not able to hang out with us for the entire program, you can always check it out at our website, hardwired.org. In fact, you can find all the programs right there waiting just for you, hardwired.org. But right now, here's Pastor Jeff to tell us more about today's program on Hardwired.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Hardwired. Thank you so much for joining us. In our last time together, we looked at the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit as spelled out by the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 12. Now today, we're going to focus on three of those gifts, which are known as the power gifts. So much confusion and disinformation has circulated around the body of Christ regarding these gifts that I want to just lay out plainly what they are, how they manifest, and how we receive them. So let's get right to today's message entitled, The Power Gifts.
Now, we're looking at the gifts of the Spirit, and we're going to be talking tonight about the power gifts. How many of you like seeing the power gifts operating? Right? Power gifts. I just like the sound of that, power gifts. But now that, as we're going to be looking at them, I want you to be thinking about this question. You know, I can sit here and I can teach till Jesus comes, but it doesn't do any good unless what you hear is mixed with faith, and then we begin to walk in it. When was the last time you moved in a gift of the Spirit? When was the last time? Now, last week, we looked at the revelation gifts, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, right? Okay, so we heard that. Now, tonight, the power gifts, the gift of faith, the gift of miracles, and so on and so forth. And we're going to be looking at how God moves, gift of healing. When was the last time a gift of the Spirit moved through you? I want you to be thinking about that. So, well, that's for you to do. You're the one up there. You do all that. No, my calling is to convince you that you're to do that. All right? So I want you to be thinking as I go over these gifts tonight, when was the last time the Holy Spirit prodded you and you stepped out in faith and you saw God move via a gift of the Spirit through your life? Because again, if we don't mix what we hear with faith and obedience, what good does it do? You know, we're hearers, but not doers. You know, I learned a long time ago that it's dangerous to hear truth. Because if you hear truth, then you're responsible for what you know. So in a way, ignorance really is bliss, because you don't have to answer for anything. But hey, here, if you go to church here, you're going to hear the Bible every time we meet. You're going to hear truth. But then the question is, what am I doing with it? I'm responsible for what I heard. Information brings inspiration. Well, we're going to talk tonight the nine gifts of the Spirit. I call them the big nine because most of you know about these more than any of the other gifts. But we saw in the first session we had together over this that you can count at least 21 spiritual gifts in the New Testament. 21. But the ones we know most about are these nine that are listed in 1 Corinthians 12. Let's read 1 Corinthians 12, 1. Let's go ahead and read about the nine gifts. Here's Paul listing them to the Corinthian church, the most gifted church in the New Testament. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I don't want you to be ignorant. There are diversities of gifts, meaning many kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities, different kinds of activities, which means manifestations. But it's the same God who is working all of them. It's the same God behind all of them. Then he lists them starting in verse 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. to another faith by the same. Notice how he wants us to know these all come from the very same Holy Spirit. All right? Many gifts, one Spirit. Now, verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healings by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles. Now, that's the three we're going to be on tonight. Faith, healing, and miracles. But here's the last three. To another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, and to another different kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as who wills?
As he
wills. Who's the he? Who's the personal pronoun pointing to? The Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is not a force or an it or some ethereal fog that comes into a place. No, the Holy Spirit has a personality. He can grieve. He can rejoice. He can feel angry. The Holy Spirit has a will. He distributes to the body of Christ the gifts of the Spirit as he decides. Now, Peter and in other places in the New Testament, it's clearly taught that when you and I are saved and the Spirit comes to live inside of us, then and there, the Holy Spirit gives to each of us at least one gift. As you have, Peter said, as you have received the gift or a gift, so minister it to one another. That's Peter. So as you have received at least a singular gift, minister it to one another. So you may not feel gifted. You may not have seen a gift manifest in your life yet. That's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean it's not there. It's there. It may be dormant, but it's there. And we want to stir it up tonight.
Amen.
Amen? We're going to stir it up in this series. So we shared last time that the nine gifts can be listed into three categories. And here they are. Revelation gifts, wisdom, knowledge, discerning of spirits. Power gifts we deal with tonight, faith, healing, miracles. Then there's the utterance gifts we're going to deal with next time, prophecy, tongues, and interpretation. These are gifts of utterance. Now this time, we're going to look at the power gifts, faith, healing, and miracles. So let's look first at the gift of faith. What is the gift of faith? Because we all have faith. How many of you can say, I got saved by faith? Right? I got saved by faith. All right, so we all have faith, so every child of God was born again by faith. Paul said, by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, Ephesians 2:10. So what then does Paul mean by the gift of faith? If we've all got faith, then what is the difference between the faith we already got and what he calls a gift of faith? Let me look at it this way. Saving faith is the faith that gets you into heaven. Ephesians 2:8 to 9. I just quoted it. By grace you're saved through faith. By grace you're saved through faith. It's a gift. It's a gift. A total gift. So saving faith gets you into heaven. The fruit of faith, because it's one of the fruits of the Spirit, is faith that gets heaven into you. Saving faith gets you into heaven. But the fruit of faith gets heaven into you. Because as you're walking and abiding in the vine, that's all we're called to do. He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much what? Fruit. What is the fruit of the Spirit? It is what heaven looks like. It is what Jesus looked like. It is what Jesus is. The fruit of the Spirit encapsulates the character of Jesus Christ. So the more I love, the more I have joy and walk in peace and long-suffering and gentleness and meekness and kindness and faith, what am I doing? Heaven is coming into me. I'm beginning to think more like heaven, talk more like heaven, walk more like heaven, act more like somebody from heaven. And how many of you can say that before I knew Jesus, I acted like somebody was from somewhere else? Matter of fact, some people said that about you. You're a hellion? You ever been called a hellion? I have. Long time ago. Way long ago. Don't sweat it. It was a long time ago. But you know what I'm saying. Whichever king you're under, that's who you're going to look like. All right? That's who you're going to act like. So when we got saved, we switched kingdoms. This is so important. I've been doing a personal study on the kingdom of God, and I can't tell you how it's blessing me, because you know that Jesus said that phrase, kingdom of God, more than 102 times? Do you know that most of his parables are about the kingdom of God? Do you know when he said, seek first the kingdom of God? If I were to ask you, okay, since he told us to seek it, what is it? What is it? Kingdom of God. Well, most Christians would draw a blank. Well, I don't know. He just told me to seek it. Well, how can you seek what you don't know what it is? How can you seek it if you don't know what it is? But the fact is, just bottom line basic, when we got saved, we switched kingdoms. He translated us from the kingdom of darkness that had a king, the devil, and he translated us into the kingdom of God's dear son. He's the king. Now, when you switch kings, then you switch the way you live, the way you walk and talk, everything changes, because now you're under a different king who requires different things. And we want to be under the rule of the king of our kingdom, and that's Jesus Christ. So the fruit of faith is faith that gets heaven into you as you walk under the rule of Jesus Christ, the king of our kingdom. We bring forth this fruit, and it brings heaven into us. But the gift of faith, there's saving faith, the fruit of faith, then there's the gift of faith. The gift of faith grows out of saving faith and the fruit of faith. Let me tell you something about faith tonight. Faith is not static. Faith either grows or weakens. Faith is exactly like a muscle. If you work out, your muscles are going to get stronger, bigger, right? You ever notice these guys work out all the time? They wear t-shirts when it's 30 degrees out because they want you to see what they've accomplished. You know, here's the deal. Faith grows, but listen to me, church, or it weakens. It doesn't stay. Do your muscles stay the way they are for a year, 2 years, if you never work out? Do they stay exactly the same? No. They get flabby, they weaken, they atrophy, and you get saggy. I know, that's the big nightmare. You look in the mirror and you go, what happened to that mirror? Not me. What happened to that mirror? Is there something wrong with the wall and it's bending the mirror? No, it's you. So if you don't work it, what's the old phrase? Use it or lose it. Faith is exactly the same way. If you don't exercise it and strengthen it, it's going to go the other direction. So let me show you an example. Paul wrote of the Thessalonians. He said, we are bound to thank God always for you as it is fitting, because your faith grows how, everybody? Exceedingly. These people were on an upward climb. They were knocking it out of the park as far as their faith getting stronger. It was growing exceedingly. And we're also told about the Thessalonians, they were poor. They didn't have money. Yet they gave generously, abundantly. They even literally begged for the opportunity to give, because their faith was growing exceedingly.
Before Pastor Jeff comes back to wrap things up for us today, I'd like to share a couple of important things with you. Let me encourage you to take a minute and check out our website, hardwired.org. You'll find today's program, along with all of Pastor Jeff's messages. There's a growing list of great things to check out at the site. So hop on over and check it out, hardwired.org. That's hardwired.org. And be sure to tell your friends about the program. We know you're being blessed by it. I'm sure your friends will be as well. We're here to reach as many people for the Lord as we can. So getting the word out will help us on this mission. And that's what this program is all about. And Pastor Jeff's back now for the conclusion of today's program.
Now, let's test ourselves. I'm asking myself this as well. Is my faith growing exceedingly? Is your faith growing exceedingly? Is it going up or is it going down? Is it getting stronger or is it getting weaker? Now, God is faithful to allow trials to come into our life, because if I never had a problem, I'd never know God could solve them. And I never know what faith in his word could do. He allows trials into our life like bench presses. And it makes us get into the word. It makes us go into the place of prayer. It makes us lay hold of God. It makes us lay hold of the promises. And when we're going through these trials, we don't like them. They don't feel good. No chastening for the moment is joyous, but grievous. But afterward, everybody say with me, it yields. What does it yield? The peaceable fruit of righteousness. It yields and it strengthens your faith. So the gift of faith grows out of saving faith and the fruit of faith. We are called to be people whose faith is always growing. Always growing. Now the gift of faith not only operates in healings and in miracles, but in the realm of the impossible as well. That's the gift of faith. Now we're talking about a level of faith that is in the stratosphere. It's way up there. And it's a gift. And it operates not just in healings, not just in miracles, but in the realm of the impossible as well. Things that would be utterly impossible for men are achieved when a believer operates in the gift of faith. I'm going to give you some examples of the gift of faith in the Bible. You read chapter 11 of Hebrews. It's called the Hall of Faith. And it describes those whose faith was absolutely extraordinary, enabling them to do extraordinary superhuman things. The gift of faith will enable you to reach for things and achieve things and believe for things that you would never do if the gift did not come upon you by the distribution of the Holy Spirit. For instance, we see Noah. Noah, the guy blows my mind because he spent 120 years building a gigantic boat. When up to that time, it had never rained. Did you know that? A mist came up from the ground and watered all the vegetation. It had never rained. There had never been clouds that dropped rain on the ground in Noah's day. And yet God says, I want you to build me a great, big, huge boat because I'm going to judge the world by a flood. And water is going to come out of the sky. And he believed it. The guy received a gift of faith. And he started building. And he built for 120 years, going through 120 years of mockery and ridicule, undertaking a totally impossible task. But Noah had to believe by a gift of faith, this is possible with God. God, how in the world, once it's done, are you going to get all these animals in here? But you know what? One day when the ark was finished, the animals just started coming. Two by two, just started coming. They started walking out of the woods or wherever, elephants, bears, lions, you name it, porcupines, skunks, mongooses, I mean, you name it, leopards, tigers. They all came walking out and up to the ark and walked into it as if guided by an invisible hand. And the man Noah was standing there watching it all take place by faith. I mean, folks, do you realize how much faith this took? Now, if I'm those people out there in the villages and I've seen him building an ark for 120 years and I've been skeptical, but then I start seeing all these animals walk into the door, I'm believing. Here goes two elephants. Here goes all these creatures, rhinoceros. I mean, you name it. And they all walked in. You say, Jeff, do you really believe that? Listen, I totally believe it. If I believe that God can speak and make everything that was not to be by the power of his word, then of course I believe he could lead a man to build a boat that could hold two of every species for a great flood, and then they replenished after the flood. Of course. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Isn't that what the prophet asked? Now, so that's a gift of faith. We find Abraham believing he would father a child when his wife's natural ability to do so had ended. I mean, women don't have children at 90. And most of you women in here are thinking, hallelujah. Right? Hallelujah. I mean, because that's not the way I want to get old. But Abraham had to believe God. And you know what? For 25 years, the man was tested. And he walked in the gift of faith. And when he was 100 and Sarah was 90, she brought him incredible news. Honey, I am pregnant. And man, I'm telling you, they had a party that day. And you know what happened? Isaac was born. Of course I believe that. Absolutely. But without the special gift of faith, Abraham would never have been able to believe for this. By the gift of faith, Moses stretched out his rod to watch the Red Sea miraculously part, allowing the children of Israel to pass through. Have you ever stopped to think what that means? The Red Sea, a great wind from the east, I believe, came and hit that water so hard that it split from side to side like a great big giant highway, and it dried up the ground underneath, and they walked through with walls of water, glistening water, shining and glistening on either side of them that could have come in at any moment and drowned them, but it didn't because it was being held back by God? Come on. Everybody say gift of faith. And let's don't forget, the Bible says Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego quenched the violence of fire. They went into a burning fiery oven, but they were not burned by faith. Daniel stopped the mouths of lions by faith. And in the New Testament, by the gift of faith, Paul the Apostle sent out handkerchiefs and aprons that drove out demons and healed the sick. And he didn't charge you for them. He didn't say send a love offering. But he did. And people who were possessed of devils and desperately ill, when they touched the handkerchief or the apron that Paul sent, and I studied this once, it was the clothes that he worked in as a tent maker. They were sweaty. They had the sweat of the apostle on them. I'm not saying that's what healed them, but I'm saying it was personal stuff. It's all that he had. So he prayed over it and sent it. And think of it, a demon-possessed person took hold of it and the devil came out of them. That's the gift of faith. By faith, Peter's shadow passing over the demon-possessed and the sick in the streets brought healing and deliverance to them. They brought the sick and the diseased and lined them up on the curb so that when Peter walked by, his shadow just touching the sick would heal them. That's the gift of faith. Christians with the gift of faith are so convinced that all obstacles to the gospel and to God's purposes will be overcome, and so confident that God will secure the advancement of his cause, that they will often do far more in the promotion of his kingdom than the most talented and gifted preachers and teachers ever will, because they have the gift of faith. Now, I was thinking about this today, and I can tell you in humility, because I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. I'm just saved by Christ. But God has led me through the years to do many works in his name. And I can look back and I can see now in retrospect that the gift of faith was upon me and I wasn't even aware of it. In building churches, this building, this church, when we got this building, if I showed you pictures of when we got this building or if I had brought you up to this building when we first got it, you would have laid hands on me and anointed me with enough oil to slide me into the next room. And you would have prayed that God would grace me greatly because you were looking at something that was going to take millions of dollars to renovate. And it was just a mess. But you know what? I can look back and say, I didn't see it. What I saw was what was going to be. That's what I saw, what was going to be. My elders, one of them's here tonight, he took me aside and he said, come on, Pastor, we can do better than this. And I said, but Frank, don't you see it? He said, Pastor, I don't see anything. He was saying to me, I don't see it. I mean, look at this. It's a mess. And I said, I know, but I don't see it. Now, I wasn't aware, but the gift of faith was on me. The Lord anointed me with the gift of faith because all I saw was what would be. What would be? I saw the people. I saw the building, so much so that we did an architectural rendering and of what I believe we would see and experience and possess. And I came in just going 100 miles an hour, just grabbing the promises, believing God. And I never, I'm just telling you, never did I have a doubt fit. Now I look back and maybe now if you brought me up to this building, I'd fall apart. But you see, when the gift of faith is on you, then you don't have major consternation about a thing. You believe that God is going to do it. You just know he's going to do it. It's not a hope so, maybe so, perhaps so. It's a no so. You know God is going to do it. You know he's going to do it. And he did it. He did it. In today's church, we need the gift of faith operating badly. We need champions of God that have walked through the fire, traversed some valleys, have grown in their faith to the place that they can do miraculous exploits for God. So everybody say gift of faith. So if God really has something for you that he wants you laying hold of, he'll drop onto you the gift of faith and you will just believe no matter what you see or hear or what others say, it does not matter. It's as real to you as the seat you're sitting in.
Thanks for listening today to Hardwired with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. To get a copy of today's message, give us a call at 877-884-3111. Or you can pick it up at our website, hardwired.org. That's 877-884-3111 or the website hardwired.org. hardwired.org. While you're there at the website, you'll find today's message along with all the messages from Pastor Jeff. We know they've been an encouragement to you, so be sure to forward them on to a friend who you think needs to hear today's message or any of the messages there at the website. It might be the very thing they need to be encouraged as well. Again, the website is hardwired.org or call us at 877-884-3111. If you haven't been to the website lately, jump on over there and take a look at all we have for you. One last thing, your partnership with this program through your generous giving is always needed and very appreciated. We know Hardwired is making a difference in your life, so this is how you can make a difference to ours. Please take a minute to send your best gift through our website, hardwired.org, or by calling 877-884-3111. Thanks so much for your heart of generosity. We truly do appreciate it. Be sure to join us next time right here on Hardwired.